This is St. Louis Public Radio. The world's largest seed companies have their eye trained on Africa's farming industry. A few, including St. Louis-based Monsanto, believe the drought-resistant corn is the key to an untapped market. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports from a visit to Uganda, climate change has intensified dry spells in the area, but some are wary of the genetically modified seeds Monsanto hopes to introduce.
This is Kampala. Motorcycle taxis zip by on uneven roads, fruit vendors carry baskets of bananas, and shoppers weave their way through the densely packed stalls of Owino Market. In a small seed and fertilizer store, Annette Nakide pulls out a plastic package of corn seeds.
Okay, we have this. This is a hybrid. It's called Langton H.
These seeds are sold by a Ugandan seed company called Naseko. It's a hybrid seed, conventionally bred for drought tolerance. Programs to get these seeds to African farmers have attracted millions of dollars in aid from the U.S. government and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Because hybrid is expensive, so they like some farmers, the majority, take the OPVs.
OPVs, or open-pollinated varieties, can be saved and used again, like they have for generations. Nakide says the hybrid, drought-tolerant seeds improve yields during a dry spell, but farmers need something that works better.
Because the seasons are changing. We used to receive rain for like 4 months, 5 months. These days we get it within like 3 months and it is finished.
So how do you prevent food shortages in the age of climate change? Monsanto's leadership thinks genetically modified crops are the answer. Just a handful of African countries allow commercial farmers to grow GM crops, but several, including Uganda, are considering laws to allow them. Mark Edge, Monsanto's director of collaborations for developing countries, says the same drought-tolerant corn that American farmers use can be adapted for sub-Saharan Africa.
There's a real business argument to be made. The biggest area of arable land in the world that is underutilized at this point is in Africa. So they need agricultural development and growth.
Monsanto's plan to snag a foothold in the market is the Water Efficient Maize for Africa project, now entering its 10th year. Monsanto licenses drought-tolerant varieties that are not genetically modified to an organization called the African Agricultural Technology Foundation, royalty-free. Then, AATF provides these seeds to African seed companies, which cross-pollinate them with local corn varieties to sell. So for now, those drought-tolerant corn seeds are conventionally bred. In South Africa, which allows genetically modified crops, the seed companies can use Monsanto's GM corn. Edge says it's more than altruism.
Your choice is, can you go in now, and then you know that you're not going to make very much money in it, but can you lay those foundations for 10 or 15 years from now where it's going to be?
The African Center for Biodiversity, based in South Africa, says the project profits from the climate crisis. This year, widespread droughts have left about 50 million people in need of food aid in southern Africa, according to the United Nations. Doug Gurian-Sherman, a senior scientist for the D.C.-based Center for Food Safety, says developing GM corn for Africa is expensive, inefficient, and it could leave small-scale farmers behind. According to regulatory tests, the genetically modified seeds improve yields by about 5% during a moderate drought compared to non-GMO versions.
Really what it is a desire of a company like Monsanto, which is not hard to understand, to want to improve its public relations profile, but compared to dozens of conventionally bred traits, it's really not very effective.
Godfrey Asiya, who coordinates the project for Uganda's National Crops Research Institute, says he does think GMOs will make a difference.
It's a choice of luxury, I'll call it, for those who have food and those who have no food.
That's why he hopes Uganda's parliament passes a law to allow GM corn. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.